something that needs lugging down to the river. To paraphrase Goblin, I don't miss work so much I'm actually going to volunteer to do some. Was there something? The guys just brought in Sing's son. Good-looking fellow. They also brought in a couple of rescripts they found posted on the official announcement pillars. Put up since the Radisha went into seclusion. What do they say? Mainly that she's willing to pay some pretty big rewards for information leading to the apprehension of any member of the gang of vandals masquerading as members of the long-defunct Black Company and causing public disorders. Will anybody believe that? If she says it often enough. I don't care about her telling tall tales. I care about the reward offers. There are people out there who'd sell their mothers. She puts a couple of no-goods on the street throwing money around and bragging about how they cashed in. Somebody who really knows something might decide to bet the long odds. Then why don't we just go? There isn't that much more we can do here anyway, is there? We can get Mogaba. Let the world think that. Start a rumor. Start a bunch of rumors about the Great General and about the Radisha. While we evacuate. When are you leaving to get the key?
I'm not sure.
Soon. I'm stalling for time. So a message can get through to Slink. Sarah nodded. She smiled. Good thinking. Sing will have something up his sleeve.
Willow Swan suddenly invited himself to join us.
The girl is having some kind of a problem.
I scowled at him. Sarah did the same, but was polite enough to ask, "The daughter of Night? What kind of problem?"
"I think she's having a fit, a seizure-like."
"Perfect timing," I grumbled. At the same time, Sarah yelled for Tobo to get Goblin. I growled, "What are you doing anywhere near her, Swan?" He showed some color and said, "Ah, you dumb mudsucker. Lady did you in. You panted after her for years. Then you put the screws to a dozen million people by letting Lady's baby sister threaten to blow in your ear. Now you're going to let Lady's brat put a ring in your nose and make an even bigger idiot out of you? You really are stupid and pathetic, Swan.
I was just
thinking with something that isn't your brain. As though you're some dopey 15-year-old. This woman isn't some cute little virgin, Swan. She's worse than your worst nightmare. Come here." He came. I moved suddenly, violently, the way I had wanted to do so many times with my uncles. The tip of my dagger penetrated the skin underneath his chin. "Do you really want to die a really stupid, humiliating, pointless death? Let me know. I'll arrange it. Without the rest of us having to pay the price again." One Eye's cackle filled the air.
"It's a wonder, Swan. You ought to think about her instead of your usual black widows."
He was in Do Trang's spare wheelchair again, but getting around under his own power. "I could arrange something pointless and humiliating for you too, old man." He just laughed at me.
"You invited the soldier Aridatha down here to meet his long-lost daddy, Sleepy. You ought to be dealing with him instead of here flirting with Swan."